This morning, prayer session, you know, on the schedule, it should be Pastor Huang's turn to share in the prayer session. But because of, we have a rearrangement of the schedule, so in order to reduce his burden, so I just swap with him with tomorrow's morning prayer session. So Pastor Huang will lead tomorrow morning prayer session. So this morning, I continue to use the Here Am I, the second part, to be as a mutual encouragement in our prayer. We come to MITS to listen to the word, and through prayer, we try to listen to the voice of God. And our goal is, if we listen to the voice of God and the movement of God, the Holy Spirit is in our heart, hopefully we can hear and we can also answer to the Lord, say, here am I. And in the Bible, God called to somebody to do his work. Sometimes it's just beyond his expectation or not his imagination at all. So this morning, let's study the story of Moses. I think we are all familiar with the story, how God called Moses from the desert, and God wanted to send him back to Egypt to see Pharaoh, the king, the mighty king, and want the Moses to lead the Israel people out of the land and into the promised land. And this story, I think we may read many times. But if we read very carefully about how God worked in this event, in the heart of God, why God wanted to use this way to call Moses. Usually, if God calls someone, we may consider it must come out from heaven, just like God called Saul, right? Apostle Paul. From heaven, there's a great light. And then a voice from heaven talked to him. But in the case of Moses, it's different. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of the Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. 3. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? So from these verses, we can see this is just a regular day. As usual, Moses was tending his father-in-law's flock and just in the morning leads the flock to a certain place and then tending the flock as a shepherd. We don't know what Moses usually do during this kind of time at work. But basically, as a shepherd, he must look at the flock to just as an eye to take care of the flock. You know, if beast or any danger come, he must take care of it. But this time, when Moses looked around, he just saw a flame of fire out of the bush. So he must, from a distance, he must see this phenomenon. Oh, this is different. How come the bush was burning, but the bush stand there? So how long should Moses observe this thing, this phenomenon? The fire is burning. So if we see something is burning, we may observe it, because in the beginning the flame, the fire maybe just start. After a while, then he finds something different, because it's a bush, but the fire didn't go anywhere, just stay there. And the bush remained the same. So it must be a time for Moses to think about this fire is very special. Right? Because in the desert, we know in California, we often witness how the fire just start in the mountain, right? This is just a regular fire. So this is observation. Moses, he take this look and consider it. So Moses actually look at it. We know the reason is actually God appeared to Moses. And we know God is in the fire, in the midst of the bushes. So at this moment, was God looking at Moses? Yes, because God is in the bushes, right? So God actually, in the flame of fire, appeared to Moses and actually was looking, watching at Moses to see what Moses will do. At this moment, God keeps silent. You can see that if God wants to appear to you, but God keeps silent, didn't say anything, just waiting there for your action, for your reaction to this phenomenon. Okay? And then, fortunately, Moses, he come out with a curiosity. He wanted to make sure what happened to this flame of fire. So he take action to come closer to the bush. So in verse 3 say, I will now turn aside the flock and then see this great sight. Why the bush does not burn? Verse 4. So when the Lord saw what he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. So from this verse we can see, from the beginning of flame of fire appear in the bush, God actually was looking at Moses very carefully to observe every step of Moses take. So when Moses came to close enough, God sound his voice and to stop him and call, Moses, Moses. If you are Moses, what is your reaction? If someone call you out from the bushes, this time it's not from heaven, from bush. So if we heard someone to call us, just like if you are on the way to the supermarket, or you are in the store, someone is calling your name, you must turn around and see who is calling me, right? You must be very careful to find out the people. Unless you can make sure that one you know. Otherwise, well, you just answer, here I am. If someone called Sam from somewhere, well, you just directly answer to, here I am. No way. We must be very, very cautious about who is that, right? But this time in the desert, Moses is directly answer to the voice, here I am, because the voice called Moses, Moses. So these things, God called out Moses from the bushes. There's a great meaning inside. Because in the Deuteronomy chapter 33, let's turn to Deuteronomy. God actually is dwelling in the bushes. Deuteronomy 33, verse 13. Deuteronomy 33:13 from 16, from 13 to 16, this is the praises of Joseph. Moses, he praised the tribe of Joseph. 13, he said, praise of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath. 14, with the precious fruit of the sun, with the precious produce of the month. 14, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills. 16, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwell in the bush. Let the praising come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. You see how many the precious thing has been blessed to Joseph. But all this precious thing from where? From the God who dwell in the bush. God is not in the heaven, but in the bush. In the bush for what? In the bush to experience his people's, his chosen people's pain and suffering. So God actually knows everything about what was going on in Israel, including Moses. Even though God is in heaven, he is willing to dwell in bush to experience how we feel. Because God has his own timing. God said to Moses later, we continue to verse back to Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. And he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Before God called Moses, actually Moses already looked at the bushes, the flame of fire, a long time, right? But before, he doesn't know, actually God was also looking at him. But right now, Moses, he recognized, actually God is here. God is watching over me. So from this voice, he come up with a fearful heart. Wow, God is here. How can I look at God? So he hide himself. Because God also make a self-introduction to him. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham. So this is the God, this Almighty God. From his youth, he recognized this is God. I belong to God. I am the God's chosen people. This God now said to him. And then, verse 7, God said to Moses, the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. 8, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and a large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. So here, God specially talked to Moses. I have surely seen the oppression of my people. I have heard their cry. I know their sorrows. God is in the middle of the bush. I think this bush is not a pleasant place. Even much worse than here, right? We sleep on the floor, but we still have everything we need. But why God wanted to do this? God dwell in the bush. Because actually, God is sovereign with his people. In Isaiah 63, let's turn to Isaiah 63. This is the heart of God we have to try to imagine and try to take it. Isaiah 63. Let's turn to verse 7 or 8. Isaiah 63, verse 9. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. Actually, God afflicted himself with his people. So this phenomenon, God called upon Moses from the bushes. He to show his heart. He know everything. Now God wanted to Moses to do something. He wanted to Moses back to Egypt to lead these people out of the land and into a promised land. So today when we see this verse, do we consider this just to Moses? This is too special. It's not talking to me. Do we consider our brother, our sisters, who have we ever imagined if we, our every single family, all our friends, all our brothers, sisters, or our parents, if they all come to church, join the service together? Sometimes our church will grow, of course, because you just examine your surrounding area. How many of our church members, they stop going to church? Maybe it's our own siblings. Maybe it's our own parents. They don't come to church anymore. They disappear from the church. But of course, there are so many reasons. They maybe consider God is not love. God doesn't care. Or God was unfair to certain things. But people misunderstood God. People may consider God in such a way. But to us, after we know, in the beginning, we may also look at God and says we don't know God actually is watching us. But after God calls us, we will know actually God knows everything. Right? So Moses, God told him, you go back. All the fraction of the Israel people I know. Now I want to send you back there to bring them into the promised land. Of course, later, Moses said, who am I? How can I go to see them? Too special to see the Pharaoh. No way. I'm nobody. Because at this moment, Moses, he consider himself as nothing. He's just a shepherd for 40 years already. How can he be qualified to see Pharaoh? There's no way to him, right? So, but God said, what did God say to him? God said, I will be with you. I will be with you. You go. And also God talked to Moses. The message you needed to deliver, I said to you already. This is the word you have to say to the Pharaoh. You have to say to Israel people. God actually do everything for him. But just want him to go. Of course, this story is very long. If we study this story completely, we cannot have time to pray. But I just left here for you to ponder. God called Moses. And Moses the purpose is go back to his people and to bring them into the promised land. Huh? So today, is God calling you? Is God calling your name to lead someone out of the oppression, out of the darkness, and then into this promised land? Yes, God is calling you. Somebody may consider, what kind of work I can do, holy work I can do for the Lord. Do I have to really know certain language and go to some certain place and then to preach, to do evangelical work in certain place? Is this also called holy work? Yes, this is good, because this is to fulfill God's commission to us to preach. But sometimes God's work is very simple. God just knows everything about his people. If our brothers and sisters, our parents, they don't come to church, God knows their sorrow. We know we are enjoyed here in the church, right? Oh, the blessings, we hear the truth. We are enlightened by the truth. But some people, they don't know. They don't even consider this is the truth. So they turn away from the Lord, from the church. How sad. They must be safe. They are chosen people already. But they gone into the wrong path. God will call us to bring them back, lead them into the promised land. So our work, when I wanted to serve God, is very simple. We just look at the phenomena, the surrounding area, our surrounding area, to see something abnormal. Just like this burning bushes made Moses curious, and he wanted to know. So if we see something different, or you just feel something not right, don't just turn away. You have to look at and to see. Sometimes God will call us from certain event, from certain people, and give you something to ponder. Then you just consider, yes, I have to do something. Especially if our brothers and sisters disappear from our church. If the one usually sit beside you, but now, no more. This is the phenomenon you have to pay attention. God will call us to take care of them. So, that's why we come to NYTS. We learn truth, and then we have to brave enough to answer to God's calling. Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. I will send you back to lead people into the promised land. So let's take action. If we can really spend time and use our energy and use all this truth I learned to encourage those who they may stop coming to church. This is God's work. Besides that, if we can come to the church to attend service, family service, this is also a very important work. Okay. So God's work is simple. Start from ourself, then extend to our family, to our friends, to our area. If everyone can do this, we can bring more people. The children, people of God, will join into the church and make this church more glory. And this is important thing. So hopefully everyone can hear the voice. Because as a hymn we just sang, right? If you pay attention, the hymn, the lyric, there may be now in the path of sin some wonder whom I should seek. Oh, Savior, if you will be my guide, though dark and the rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. The message actually God already sent to us. We receive the message. God wants us to say the word. We just echo the message to them. So this is the after we hear the calling, we have to do it. We have to serve and start from to bring those lost sheep back, to take care of them, really to pay, to to love them is we have to spend time with them, to encourage them, to pray with them. Oh, this is very important. I think every single church, we do have lost sheep. We do have a youth. They stop coming to church. They disappear from the church. This is our work. God will send us to bring them back. So hopefully everyone can hear the voice of God. And then through prayer, God promised, I will be with you. Through prayer, we can receive the guidance. We receive the power. And we receive the compassionate. This kind of loving heart to take care. And we take one step further. I will answer to God. Here I am. Let's come over and pray together.